This is Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Mayer. And joining us down the line is Jane Foley of Rabobank. Jane, good to have you with us today.
Thank you.
So first off, a lot of markets are reacting to sort of subdued expectations of the Trump agenda. So what sort of impact is this having on the greenback?
Well, I think over the last week or so, we have seen, of course, the dollar slip back. And, of course, there is a lot of scepticism now creeping in about the size, really, of the Trump reflationary program. Now, of course, that program, or expectations regarding that program, really did lift market risk appetite, really from the US election back in November right to the start of the year. And, of course, it's been responsible for quite a big push higher in the equity markets and risky assets. Now, of course, more recently, we've seen signs of correction coming through there, and certainly with respect of the US dollar, we have seen disappointment really over the last week or so pushing the value of the dollar down. So today's vote on healthcare is being viewed as a market, really as a litmus test for the appetite and the prospects for the whole of Trump's reflationary program.
Jane, a pet subject of mine at the moment is UK inflation, and I'm expecting to see Mark Carney kicking and screaming in terms of not wanting to raise rates or trying not to raise rates for as long as possible. What's your take on all that?
Well, I would agree. I mean, he's very well aware, as is the market, that the inflation that we're seeing really is cost push inflation. It's not demand pull inflation, and cost push inflation acts on consumers' pockets in the very same way that a tax hike might be, i.e. it makes them poorer. It means that people have to spend more money on essential items, particularly food, energy, etc., and they have less money for everything else. So on that front, I do sense that Carney is pretty reluctant to hike interest rates. He could do, I suppose, or the Bank of England could do, if we begin to see second round effects coming through. But I do sense a big reluctance right now for him to do so. The retail sales data today, however, are strong. They finally are strong after a couple of months of very weak data. And that will provide some relief that potentially demand is holding up despite the downward pressure from inflation.
So the cost push inflation is his excuse not to raise rates, even if the CPI goes to 3 or 4% or whatever it does. He's got an excuse there. It's actually an effective rate hike in itself.
Well, indeed, cost push inflation really acts in the same way as a tax hike or a rate hike. I.e., it increases the misery on people, particularly people who do spend a lot of money on the items that are rising in price. So from that point of view, it acts in the same way as a tightening of policy. The only time that the bank is going to get really worried about this is if there were signs that we were having second round effects, i.e. if costs were being put up because other costs have been put in higher, and then that the Bank of England may need to give a more hawkish position. What I suspect that the bank is likely to do is every now and again they'll give a quick hawkish comment, a shot across the bows, if you like, in order to try and keep the speculation of a rate hike out there, and therefore to control sterling, because obviously if sterling were to fall further, then the inflation pressures potentially rise again.
Okay, so before we finish up, let's just quickly take a look at the euro as well. So what are you seeing happening there?
Well, of course, since the Dutch election, we have, I think, seen some short covering on the euro. The market went into the start of this year very short of the euro, very concerned about the political outlook in terms of the European position. The Dutch election result has breathed some relief here. The market is, of course, nervous about what will happen to France, but I do think that we could see further short covering, assuming Le Pen does not win the French presidency. And, of course, the other factors supporting the euro this year have been better than expected economic data. And, of course, there's speculation that maybe the ECB is beginning to think on beyond the end of its very loose programme.
So do you think, I mean, overall, is it dollar weakness or is it the currency strength of, you know, the UK for its own reasons, the euro for its own reasons, that is really going to dominate?
Well, I, at the moment, I think it's everything. I think we've got a short covering in the euro driving it high. I think too much bad news was potentially priced in. With the dollar, I think perhaps too much good news had been priced in. And with sterling, there's an awful lot of bad news in the price. But really, the outlook for sterling is still very dependent on politics.
Jane, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much. Jane Foley there from Rabobank.